Thank you, Mr. Chair. As this is the first time this delegation takes the floor, allow me to congratulate you for your commitment and for the way in which you are conducting this session, and you will be conducting for the next day and a half. I also thank the other delegation for their constructive suggestions and comments, including this morning. Having heard these, I would like to make the following two points. So the first point is a little bit more general in nature. During the past 5/6 years, the delegation of the Holy See has provided a number of contributions that have highlighted the broader risks posed by laws. Indeed, the challenges presented by laws are not limited only to the realm of IHL, but they also raise potential serious implications for peace and stability in general. The second point is a little bit more specific. Throughout the years, there were also valuable contributions in the form of working papers that have been submitted by various high contracting parties, by the ICRC and by civil society, which dealt with the ethical implication of laws. In this regard, we support the proposal that have been made by some delegation this morning, which emphasized the central role of ethics and the importance of the reference to the human person and to humanity in the discussion. These references are indeed essential to give a deeper meaning to the Martin Clause, to international law, and to many of the terms that appear in the section of the conclusion, section 3. Such as human element, human responsibility, human judgment, human control, and et cetera. That being said, in part 4 and the recommendation, more specifically in paragraph 24D, we would like to suggest to add and ethical to the proposed first work stream, which is now currently legal. Therefore, this first work stream would read legal and ethical. This phrasing is also in line with previous GGE discussion on laws, as well as with official documents. And it would be really important to give some place to ethics in our future discussion, and also to remind us of the reasons why we have been discussing these issues for the past 6 years now. Thank you, Mr. Chair.